In 1978, a U.S. Navy submarine tracked a Soviet sub for 50 days without being detected. The Soviet sub was carrying 16 nuclear missiles and was traveling to a patrol station off the eastern United States. What the USS Batfish accomplished has been kept secret until now. The Navy has partially declassified the mission to mark the 100th anniversary of the American submarine fleet. The man who commanded the Batfish is the now retired Rear Admiral Tom Evans. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Thank you.
The mission was so secret that even after you and your crew were awarded medals for it, you couldn't tell anybody what you did.
That's right. Our families didn't have any idea where we had been or what we'd done on that mission.
Why was it so important?
Throughout the Cold War, the United States military forces confronted the Soviet Union and her allies all around the world. The Navy submarine force really played a vital role in this, checking the Soviet forces in two ways. First, our ballistic missile nuclear-powered submarines deterred global nuclear war by maintaining a survivable retaliatory strike capability against any nuclear missile attack on the United States. Secondly, our nuclear-powered attack submarines monitored the rapidly expanding Soviet Navy while simultaneously conducting intelligence collection, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions. Our fast attack submarines monitored widespread Soviet naval operations in all the oceans of the world. They obtained vital and unique information on Soviet capabilities and weaknesses. And while most sensitive Cold War submarine operations remain classified, the Navy chose to partially declassify a few missions, including the mission of the Batfish, to showcase the submarine force contributions as we celebrated that 100th anniversary last year.
You shadowed the Soviet sub for 50 days.
That's correct.
Without being detected.
That's right.
How'd you do that?
We carefully maintained a silent position astern of the Soviet submarine, maintaining a distance of several miles back so that we were far enough away to be able to detect and track the Soviet submarine, but not close enough that the Soviet submarine could detect our ship.
What if they had?
If they detected the Batfish, we would have known about it because we were aware of the procedures that they would use in that event, and we didn't detect any signs that they knew that we were there.
When did the Soviets finally learn about what you did?
They learned about it when the Museum of American History put in place and opened last April an exhibition entitled Fast Attacks and Boomers, Submarines in the Cold War. The Batfish mission is portrayed in that exhibit in a four-minute video that talks about the mission.
So the Soviets never found out. Now the Russians know.
Now the Russian Federation Navy, that's correct.
And where is the Batfish today?
The Batfish was decommissioned and scrapped in 1998. The ship's hull was recycled. The steel was sold to commercial buyers who then sold it to people who make bridges and buildings.
Admiral, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Retired Rear Admiral Tom Evans was skipper of the USS Batfish. An account of his 1978 mission is contained in the March issue of Smithsonian Magazine.